Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's Ocean Explorer.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. A team of researchers aboard the Nautilus, a research and exploration vessel, hopes to chip away at the sea's mysteries by exploring the Mariana region. It holds some of the oldest seafloor on the planet. Jacqueline Ratliff from Baltimore, Ohio, was selected to be a part of the small team on the nonprofit-funded mission. She joins us from aboard the vessel. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, Kendall. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, how has your expedition been going so far? What have you seen?
Yeah, it's been going great. We finally got to launch not too long ago, and yeah, we got to see some pretty cool things underwater. Got to see some cool, like, seafloor, like, worm, like, type of worm creatures and stuff, which was really cool. They were, like, kind of translucent, so they were very, like, kind of see-through, which was really neat. We saw some little red squids and stuff. So yeah, I've been having a blast.
That's so cool. Definitely different wildlife than from Ohio. And much of this ocean floor that you're exploring is unmapped. You and other explorers will be taking an autonomous vehicle down some 12,000 feet to the ocean floor. What do you hope to find?
Yeah, so that's the best part. We don't know. we get to kind of just look for anything and everything that we possibly can. I mean, obviously we have like our objectives to look for certain things, like maybe like hyperthermal vents or something like that. We're just pretty much just going down there and just, I mean, it's unknown. We, you know, that's the whole point of it. It's just kind of, you know, exploring the unknown and getting to see creatures and geological formations and things that, you know, no one's ever seen before. So I think that's like the exciting part about it.
And you just graduated from Montana State University with the hopes of becoming a wildlife filmmaker. I mean, what is this opportunity where you're capturing this completely unexplored terrain mean to you?
Yeah, so it means a lot to me. Like, I had no clue that, you know, about the Nautilus. You know, I lived in Ohio. Like, I didn't know. I grew up in a farm town, like, and that was one of the most important things, I think, about me coming on board here and then wanting to do this interview, is to share just kind of, like, with Ohio and from, like, people from, like, where I'm from, you know, because we don't get to do this type of stuff very often, and I just want to kind of show people that, like, hey, like, you can be from a farm town, middle of nowhere, cornfield, and you can still get out in the Pacific Ocean.
Help those of us on land back in Ohio understand the importance of ocean exploration. What can we learn from the depths of the ocean floor? Like, what bearing does that research have on our life?
Yeah, I mean, everything, I feel like. I mean, it's, you know, we're learning about, especially when you talk about, like, the geological formations and stuff like that. I mean, you're literally talking about prehistoric times and how things form the earth and how things continue to keep forming on the earth. You know, also finding new creatures, or you know learning more and more about them, will also help us learn more about their history and how things evolve over time. I think it's super important, not just for the people of Ohio, but for everybody to understand and learn from, you know, all the scientific research that is coming out, because we have some amazing scientists on board and they do a lot of great work here, and I think it needs to be shared.
Well, we can't wait to hear about what you find. That's Jacqueline Ratliff aboard the 2026 Nautilus Exploration Vessel. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.